chicken fried, a cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and a radio. Oh, 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 oh.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, baby.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everybody. I'm John Reap, and over here is
Sarah Tiana.
And you're listening to another awesome, amazing episode of the Fried Pod. For your pleasure.
Fried Pod.
Yeah.
For your listening pleasure.
For your listening pleasure.
And we're here in John's house this time.
Yes. Soon to be former house.
Yeah. So what happens?
I'm out of here. Yeah. Audi 5000, G.
So you accepted an offer.
I did. I accepted an offer. It's in escrow right now.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean? That means like...
that, you know, I don't know. I hear these words and I say it, I repeat them, and so it sounds like I know what
I'm saying. Sure, sure, sure.
But I think what that means is it's in a period of like 10 or 12 days where like he's getting his finances in order. We're signing all kinds of contracts, and he could pull out, but then after escrow's over, then he cannot pull out.
Right.
I still get the cash. And I'm out of here.
Got it.
So I think that's what it means. I could be wrong about that. Please correct me on Twitter.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's it. I have signed everything. What's today's date?
When did you sign that?
Oh, I signed some stuff today.
Wait, like, but when did you find out that you're going to sell it? When did you decide you're selling? Today's August 7th.
Yeah.
Because we're recording on a Tuesday.
The day we recorded at the Comedy Store. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I got the offer right after we did that podcast. Right after. Like, it was crazy.
Wow.
We did it. We recorded it. I walked outside. I saw John Heffern. I got a text. I'm like, right. Huh.
Okay.
So I split. I'm like, this is great. I got to take care of this. So that actual day. So whatever day that was.
That was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple weeks
ago. Because last week we did the compilation.
Yes, that's right.
Buddies.
The Drinking Buddies Fried Pod. Yeah.
And you said that you had an offer.
I had an offer.
Okay.
And I took it. I had two offers and I took the second one.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll be in a U-Haul with my dad on the 24th of this month, driving across the country.
Okay.
And I'm taking this 2000 Mercury Mountaineer with me.
You are?
Yeah.
You've had that truck for a while. It's a beat 'em up truck.
I got it from Hickory. Drove
you
it out
did.
Here.
How yeah. many miles does it have on it?
You would think a lot.
Half a million?
You would think, but it sits in my garage. I'm never here, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, I'm taking Ubers at night.
Yeah.
So not a lot.
And now you don't have to drive to the Burbank Studios where we used to record.
Yeah, that's true. Right?
That's usually the only time I ever saw you in that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, I will. I'm flying Dad out on the 20th or 21st, I think. Mm-hmm. And then I'm trying to sell my furniture because I don't really want to move it.
No, you don't.
No, that's a lot of stuff.
It's not worth it.
No.
I moved furniture out here when I moved here from Georgia.
Yeah.
And I don't have any of it anymore. And I spent all this money getting it out here, moving it in and out of the house.
Right.
And it's like, no, just sell it for cheap right now.
The only
problem is you just got that couch.
I know.
Is that the only thing you're thinking?
I just got the one in there. I just got these chairs. I just got the table in there, but I don't care.
No, it doesn't matter.
It's still not worth
carrying.
You know. Yeah, yeah. I mean, honestly, if I could sell everything in here, I'd just get in the car and drive home. I wouldn't have to get the U-Haul. Like, that would save me money right there.
You should.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying.
Definitely try to do that.
So if you're listening,
I put it on Twitter too.
You did?
I didn't just put when I sold stuff, I was like, does anybody want this?
Yeah. I put it on Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's on, there's this other app called Nextdoor.
Let Go is a good one too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Actually, it's so funny. Well, my friend Shannon's doing it really, but she put it on Craigslist last night. And I already have an offer for like all the office stuff in there.
Great.
So I might have to sell that today. But yeah, flying Dad out 21st. We're going to take our time packing up stuff. And then driving the Mercury Mountaineer.
Mm-hmm.
And then the U-Haul back across the country. And it's just going to be a road trip. It's like a 3-4 day venture.
At least. Yeah. Which route are you going to take?
I don't know. Probably. Good question.
The problem is you take the southern route, which is 10 or 20.
Right.
That's through Texas, and it can get kind of boring.
Very boring. Yeah.
The 40 across is a little bit more interesting. And then the 80, which is the northern route, is like through, you know, Montana and all that. And
that's
it's supposed
a good,
to be. I've never taken that route. That's I what I would take. Just because it's different.
Yeah. Well, that's a great piece of advice because dad, you know, 70-something, you can doze off if it's boring. I don't want him, you know, falling asleep while driving
a
U-Haul.
I think that you guys should be in a car together.
I would much rather think. Two vehicles, the U-Haul and the car.
Right, but you're saying if you sell everything, you might not need
hopefully.
The U-Haul.
That's the goal. But it's crazy. I just told my manager yesterday all this stuff.
Oh, she had no idea?
No. Oh. I said, I had a meeting the other day with a production company yesterday. It went well. And then we're all catching up, talking about, you know, my son who came out here and visited. Mm-hmm. I posted pictures and he saw that and was like asking me questions there. And then we had the meeting, which went great. And then at the end, I go, I got another bit of news for you. I'm leaving.
Uh-huh. And?
So he's like, hey, whatever, you know, he's cool with it. He's like, it's probably good. You know, honestly, like I miss my family. I miss them. I miss my mom, my dad, my son, my brother, like all of them. So it's good for me even to be over there.
Speaking of.
Yes. Please. This
you
is
have
funny.
A son.
This is great.
I
really thought you knew.
You've also never mentioned it, you know.
That's
and I guess
crazy.
It's because it's something that you are private about because you're protecting his privacy. But no, you texted me that your son was in town visiting last week and that you couldn't do the podcast if that was okay. And I was like, oh, he probably it was a typo and it auto-corrected to friend, like from friend to son.
Right.
And I was like, your son, ? And then you were like, oh, you didn't know? And I was like, oh my God, that was not a typo. No.
And then you met him.
Yes.
At the Comedy Store,
And then I met him.
So, yes, here's the story on that, right?
Okay.
I'll feel, because there's a lot of people listening to this who are just finding out as well.
Yes.
And yes, I did keep
your parents
it private
for one.
I just found out. No. I tried to keep it, you know, like I didn't want to do stand up. I talk about my dad all the time on stage. He's an adult. He can take it. You know, I'm always making fun of my dad. And if you've noticed, I really never talk about my mom either on stage because she's an angel.
Yeah.
And I will not touch that.
No.
And so that's how I felt about my son as well. I didn't want to go up there, you know, and be talking about him or have any kind of joke that might get him picked on in school. Like, I would hate to be the guy that is cause of ridicule or anything like that. So I never really brought it up on stage. The people who, like in my inner circle, you know, like knew me, like we're even still getting to know each other, really.
Yeah, for sure.
So, like, there's a lot of people who don't know, but the inner circle always knew. But I never really talked about it on stage. So, but I thought you knew because I had pictures. We've done the podcast here. I've had like a bunch of pictures.
I don't know who that is in your picture. Like, you know, it's not like it's a child. And even if it was, I would think it was a nephew.
Like a nephew. Or, I get it. Yeah. Okay. Wow. That's crazy.
It's your son's name.
He's 19. His name is Tucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great name.
Good kid. I mean, I got lucky with this one.
He was very cool.
Very cool. I mean, grounded, smart. Okay, so he made A's and B's in high school.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Wrestle. He's a wrestler. Went to state for that. Like, went to the finals of however far he could go in wrestling. Football, same thing. He's a welder. Like, he went to, like... there's a trade school, community college right next to in Hickory, and he went there for welding and just got certified. So he's like legit welder now.
Wow, that's
with like a
very
real job.
Useful.
Yeah. So and he's more redneck than I am. Like this guy, he has a Jeep.
How is that possible?
I can't believe it.
Yeah, because you live in Hollywood.
I live out here. I'm Hollywood.
I cannot wait to see you in Hickory in your element.
I know. I'm thinking about getting a Jeep.
You and your son have matching Jeeps?
We're gonna be Jeep buddies.
Oh my God. You gotta get an old, like a classic one. That's what you should get. One of them old Blazers, like an old Chevy Blazer.
Oh yeah, but like put a new paint job on it so it's all shiny. Yeah. I like that. So he hunts, he fishes, like all that stuff. Camouflage. He wore Crocs, camouflage Crocs out here on purpose. We went to the Walk of Fame, and he took all these pictures with, his Crocs. With his Crocs on stars. Like, he's just rednecking it up out here.
Hilarious.
Which I loved. Yeah, so we had a blast. This is his first time out here.
Okay, yeah, that was my other question.
Yeah, first time out here. Okay. His mother kind of told me a long time ago, please don't take him to Los Angeles.
Right.
Everyone has in their mind what this town is.
Right,
and,
sure.
You know, and there's probably some truth to it, but it ain't that bad either.
Right.
You know, you find your nooks and your crannies and your little watering holes, blah, blah, blah. You make it your own. So in her mind, it was always, it's just evil.
Yeah.
So she's like, please don't take him there. So I said, okay, fine. But now he's 19, 18. I'm like, hey, you want to come?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're in charge adult. Of you now.
Yeah.
So you can come. And so that's what happened. We came out here. We went, what did we do first? We went to, well, first thing we did was the Walk of Fame.
Yes.
I got to do the touristy stuff.
Yeah, you got to.
And then that was a lot of fun. Then we went to the hike behind the Hollywood sign.
Mm-hmm.
Have you done
that? Yes, uh-huh. Yeah. That's a great one with the giving tree that's up there.
Yeah.
You see that
tree?
Yeah,
we did that too. We did both of those.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, we did it like 3 in the afternoon. And it was like 100 and something.
You're crazy.
I know.
It's like a 2-hour hike, too.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
We didn't plan on that.
Yeah.
We actually took an Uber.
To the hike?
Well, as far as you could drive, because you can't park up there.
To Lake Hollywood,
just basically. To drop us off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we did that, and then... God, what did we do the next day? We went to Venice Beach.
You went to Venice,
Monica.
And saw the guy in the water, which you posted.
Have you seen that?
Those videos were amazing.
Right. Oh, that,
well, that guy looking. Was just on all the drugs.
What do you think it is? We were playing a game. What drug is it?
He had to have been on acid.
You think it's acid?
Sort. I thought it was acid.
I would have said acid or mushrooms.
He was running away from the waves.
Yeah.
And then
and then jumping on them. Have you seen there's a 3-part. I put the third one out yesterday.
Oh, I did not see the third part.
Because I added a soundtrack to it. So as I'm recording him with my phone, I grabbed Tucker's phone and I just typed in pan flute music. Right? And so you hear I think it's the theme song to Titanic, but with a pan flute.
Okay.
And this dude, he actually, for a second, I barely got it, did a crane, like from Karate Kid. So it was perfect, but then he just got boring after that. Started jumping in.
Even like your VO, it was like you guys were in sync. Like
that,
he was
I got
listening
so,
to your VO.
Yeah, because he started doing his legs like he had to pee.
Yeah.
And then it looked like Elvis to me.
Yeah. I guess you
and
started
I just started
singing
like a hound dog. Yeah. And it synced up. You're right.
Yes, it synced up. Crazy. And I was like, oh my God.
You know what's funny? I've been out here 18 years. And this is the first time that I ever got in the water out here, the ocean.
What?
Have you ever gotten in this water?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, all the way in, like with my head under and everything.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the first time. I mean, I put my feet in there in the past, but I've never got all the way. I know you don't like the beach, though.
I'm not a big beach person, but me and my friend Sarah, we would go and jump in the ocean on New Year's Day, which was freezing. But then I just went over by our new house.
Oh, you did?
In El Segundo.
It's
pretty
cold.
And then
huh?
I was itchy for like 3 days. Right. I don't know. Like, I have crazy allergies over there on that side of town, and I don't know if it's just because I've never lived by the ocean before. There's all kinds of other stuff in the air.
Yeah, it's salty. It's got its own scent.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It's like a So you went to Venice and you got in the water. Did he get in the water?
We both got in the water.
Okay.
Well, first we went to Santa Monica. No, we went to Malibu first. I did the whole beach. We had a beach day.
Long day. Long so the drive down the PCH.
Yeah. Yeah. So we started in Malibu and then looked at that one for a minute. Didn't really get out. Just said, there it is. This is too rich for us. We have to go south.
Yeah, yeah.
And so then we went down and...
Did you go to the fish place, though? The where all the bikers hang out?
The restaurant?
The Net? Neptune's Net?
No. That's a restaurant?
Yes.
No, I didn't go there. So hungry.
Yeah.
By the time we got over there, I'm like, there's a KFC right there. Let's just go... He's like, yes.
You went to the KFC.
Let's get some. What even a KFC is? Some other knockoff.
Hilarious.
So we had chicken sandwiches.
Great.
And then we just decided to go to Santa Monica, the pier, did the whole pier thing, you know, and then got on the. That's where we got in the water there, and that was crowded. A lot of people were there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of people there.
A lot. Yeah, that was insane.
And you might have gotten itchy in that water, but for another reason.
It was nasty.
Yeah, people peeing in it. There's all kinds of kids.
There's kelp floating around, like a lot of kelp.
Well, that's the thing about the Pacific is that there's so much seaweed, kelp on that side. And it's just like sea flies everywhere because the kelp gets on the ocean and then it starts rotting. Like on the beach. Oh,
yeah. Maybe that's the scent.
Sand flies everywhere.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know. It's everywhere. It's
I saw some kid coming out of the
water. We do not have nice beaches over here.
No. No. Not, but Venice is nice.
Yeah.
I mean, the actual ocean part of Venice, you know, because you'll see all kinds of crazy stuff in Venice.
Everywhere I live, Dockweiler, which is underneath the airport, it's really nice. And then they have all these fire pits everywhere you can sit down at. And people like get there early in the day and reserve them on a weekend. But that's during the week, they're always open.
Yeah. Well, Venice has a long beach, too. Like it's, you know.
Yes.
I grew up going to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, the beach is not that long. I mean, it's kind of long, but not that long, like from the actual beginning of the sand to the ocean edge. But this one's like a lot, you know.
Yeah.
So it's really fine sand, but good times.
Did you go on a bike ride?
Did not do a bike ride.
Did you buy all kinds of, or did you see all kinds of weirdos on the Venice?
With the Muscle Beach.
Yeah.
You know.
Get your palm red.
I had to look at that. I didn't do that. I had to get a fish taco.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best fish tacos I've ever had in my life was in Santa Monica. So I said, well, we're here. We have to get a fish taco.
Yeah.
And it was good.
Did you take him to In-N-Out? Like,
yes!
All this?
I did.
Okay.
That was the last thing we did.
Good.
He goes, I have to go to In-N-Out. Okay, that'll be like on your way out. We'll go to In-N-Out. And that's the first time I've had In-N-Out in a long time.
Oh, okay.
Because I remember going in there thinking all the hype, you know, like this is going to be the best burger ever. And going,
they're very small.
It's okay. I mean, it's all right. But then this time, for whatever reason, it was way better this time.
Yeah, their french fries are really good.
You got to get animal style.
Oh, okay.
That's what people say. Just, if it's animal style, they got their own little dressing they put on it. It's way better.
Animal style is just sauteed onions.
Is that what it is?
Grilled onions and then the dressing.
Grilled onions and the dressing. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
And we also went to Universal Studios.
Oh!
Did that whole thing.
Did you do... What? Isn't there a new Jurassic Park ride because of the new movie?
There... it's just like a water ride.
Yeah.
I don't think it's new, though.
Okay.
But we did do that. You get very wet on that one.
Yes, you get very wet on the Jurassic Park. And then they changed the Back to the Future ride to the Simpsons ride.
Yep. So we did all of it. Harry Potter's the new one.
Oh, yeah. I haven't done Harry Potter.
That one's the best one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You didn't do... Well, I think the studio tour is the best thing there.
That's true, too.
Yeah. Because now they have the new King Kong section.
King Kong. And then they also have... Fast and Furious.
Yes, they have the Fast and the Furious. And now, because of... whenever I watch Jaws, I don't get scared of that movie anymore because now I've been to the Universal backlot and you see the shark and how they filmed it. And then you also see the lake where they actually filmed it. And you're like, that's not even deep.
No, like, I know. It's weird, right? Because in your brain, you're thinking it's gigantic.
No.
And you get there like, oh, it's like right next to Norman Bates's house.
Yeah. Exactly. But then they have that other giant ocean looking thing that has the big screen in the back where they filmed like the TLC Chasing Waterfalls video and all that stuff.
They did a lot of stuff there.
Yeah, they filmed so much stuff
I think
there.
Waterworld maybe?
Oh yeah. Waterworld for sure was a Universal movie. They used to have that Waterworld show.
Oh, they still do.
Oh, do they?
We were going to try and make it, but that's actually a set time, you know, so we couldn't make that time.
Yeah.
But another new thing they have is The Walking Dead. It's not a ride. It's just like a haunted house.
Oh.
So you go through
it. I wouldn't like that.
It was all right.
I
don't watch the show.
Yeah.
So I didn't get like, you know, the nuances of how this looks just like that.
Right.
But when you walk, I thought it was going to be a ride.
Right.
And you would just walk in. They go, here you go. Please don't touch the walkers. I go, oh, so this is okay.
Yeah.
Which means they can't touch
you
either.
That's how the zombies look like zombies. They use walkers.
They're so old.
They do look like just old people walking.
That's funny. They got little walkers, tennis balls on it. There's my medicine.
Yeah. So how long was he here for?
Got here on a Monday, left on a Friday.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is great because I flew from Denver on that same day that he flew from Charlotte.
Okay.
So I flew into Burbank. He flew into LAX. Oh, God. And then I went to go pick him up at LAX. Came here. I had a gig in Pebble Beach on, I had to leave Friday for that gig. So okay. we did the Universal tour Friday during the day. And then I left that night to go to San Jose, rent a car, and drive to Pebble Beach.
Oh, my God.
I was exhausted.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. So that was a fun gig, though. You ever been to Pebble Beach?
No.
Me either. It was the first
where they
time.
Do the golf tournament.
Yeah, it's a big golf community.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not into the golf.
How was it?
It was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, this is a corporate, it's like a fundraiser I did. Mm-hmm. This guy named Pat Green, he's like a Texas country music artist who's mm-hmm. big in Texas. And so it was his fundraiser, and I just went and did like 5 minutes one set, and then 10 minutes the next set, and that was it.
Wow.
But they paid me good.
Hell yeah.
I was like, this is great.
I love those.
And then I hung out and drank with them. So
great.
Had a good time.
That's fun.
Yeah.
So what did your son think of LA? Does he want to come back? Is he like, oh, I'm glad you're moving?
Yeah. Well, it's definitely different than what people think. You know, I took him to Rodeo Drive as well.
Oh, yeah.
Had to go to Beverly Hills.
Fun. Yeah.
When we're walking around Beverly Hills, he goes, this is what I thought it was like everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
The first day we went to Walk of Fame, and I thank God this happened, he actually saw, I mean, it's a textbook homeless guy, right? Textbook. Mm-hmm. Crazy homeless. Like, walking around, slapping himself in the head, and then yelling at himself.
Yeah.
So I go, there you go, Tucker. It is also that.
Yes.
It's like at least 50%. No,
30%. And he actually got to see the Walk of Fame when it's like nicer now.
Yeah.
And when we first moved here, which was like... Uh-huh.
Yeah, they cleaned up a little bit.
Scary, terrifying. Yeah. I remember my parents came out to visit one time, and I was like, oh, you know, this is a great city. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. And right at that moment, this homeless guy crossed the crosswalk in front of us, and he had a knife, and he held it up to his throat and was, like, pointing at us.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, no, it's not like that. It's normal. I've never seen that before.
Right.
I'm like, here I am trying to convince my parents that I made the right decision.
That's funny. It's like the weirdest crap happens
right
when you don't
want... Right in front of Mel's Diner on Hollywood and Highland.
Oh, yeah.
Here comes this guy, like, just in the middle of a crowd, staring us straight in the car with a knife to his neck.
Threatening
just
to kill himself.
Like he's going to... threatening to kill him. Like, showing us what he's going to do to
you
us
guys. Oh, no.
On himself.
Oh, no. And how long ago was that?
I was, like, 12 years
old. Yeah. You're right, though. It's gotten a little bit nicer down there.
Yeah. Well, when I moved here 17 years ago, they were like, well, it's a 10-year plan. We're going to renovate Hollywood. We're going to make it mm-hmm. nicer and safer. And that's kind of when they built Hollywood and Highland, and then everything started kind of oozing out in that direction. So there's still like a strip of Hollywood Boulevard and Sunset that's a little dodgy, but it's starting to all get... pushed aside because they're building so many of those nice huge apartment towers that are that even though they're kind of an eyesore, they're complex, you know, they have a grocery store and a dry cleaner and a gym inside of them, and so
that's a good
it's
thing,
kind
I
of
think.
Becoming like a
I mean it's always been touristy to me anyway, so like I don't care.
What did he think about all the characters on the Walk of Fame who want their picture? You have to take a picture with Superman.
Here's something that I forgot this happens too. A lot of dudes trying to hand you their CD.
Oh, God.
I mean, it was everywhere.
Yeah.
It was a Walk of Fame in Venice.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, I forgot about this. So here's what you do. Just keep your hands in your pockets. Because if they see your hand out, they'll try and put it on your hand.
Yeah.
And then you're like, huh, what?
Yeah.
You know, and they try to, they'll give it to you. And then they say like, oh, $5.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I don't want this.
Here, this is all just for you, my man.
Yeah.
They say.
Well, you're like, do you like music? Thanks. Nope. I don't like any music.
It's the same thing I do when people ask me. They're like, do you want to save hungry children from getting beaten? And I go, no way. Ew.
Gross.
Gross. How dare you? And then I just walk away. Because it's like,
I hate when they do
it. I'm going to be obnoxiously awful instead of just like moderately awful.
The 100% opposite.
And all it is like, it's not that I don't want to help you. It's that I donate to specific charities and I want all of my money to go to those places. And I can't, I don't want to spread it out. I feel like it's more effective when I consolidate.
I agree. And I also don't like that they try to shame you or guilt you into it in front of other people. Because the cashier, when you're checking out a grocery store, can hear you. Could other people can hear the cashier go, "Would you like to donate an extra dollar for blah 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 blah?" And you have to go like, "No,
Yeah, I go, so, absolutely not. You know, I yell it.
I've been doing this one. I'll match whatever you do.
Yeah.
So what if you do a dollar, I'll do a dollar. I got $100.
Yeah.
You got $100?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. That's like a jerk.
Yeah. This poor cashier.
Yeah, like, I have to say it, sir.
I'm supposed to ask. If I don't,
So he liked the Walk of Fame. The characters we didn't really mess with that much. We saw Trump's star.
Oh, God. Was that the one that just got hacked down already?
It had like a yellow tape around it.
Yeah, it's had that. They keep repairing it, and then it keeps
this is like the third time I think it happened.
Yeah. Well, what about like places to eat, like specific? Like, yes. I know you brought him to the Comedy Store because I saw him there.
Yep. Had to do that one. Mm-hmm. Before that, we went to Katsuya Sushi
Place. Ooh, that's the best.
Yes. And it's right here.
Yeah.
So,
you're not Katana.
Katsuya right here.
Katana, that's next.
Katana's the one next to
one
Comedy
of the first
Store.
Times I ever met you was at Katana.
Oh, is that right? Next
we
to the
were
Comedy Store?
We were in a group. I forget who it was, but it was like your...
Was 2 Foot Fred there?
Maybe.
Do you know who that is?
Yeah. Maybe that's why I was there.
Maybe so.
Maybe we were hanging out.
I bet so, because you know him, right? I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
John Rich.
That had to be it.
By the way, John Rich called me the other day from Portland. Because that's where his distillery is for the Redneck Riviera whiskey.
Yeah.
And I could tell, you know, he'd had a couple, you know. Yeah. But whenever I get a call from John at like 10 o'clock at night, I'm like, oh, here we go.
Oh, boy.
And so he's like, hey, I'm about to walk out the front door of this hotel in my Make America Great Again hat. And if you never hear from me again, I want you to know where my body is. And I just need some ammo of what to say.
Oh, funny.
If people come at me about it. And I'm like, tell them it's organic. You know, tell them it's organic.
Right.
And
that's great.
And then if, you know, if they're really mean to you, just call them a communist and say you're wearing red in support of their communism.
There you go. You know? That's so funny.
And he laughed and, you know, we had a good time.
Well, Tucker brought a Make America Great Again hat to go with his Crocs.
Sure.
He goes, well, I want to take a picture with my hat on next to Trump's star.
Okay.
I say, well, do I have to be there?
Yeah.
I go, well, okay, here's the thing. They hate him out here, and I've seen people like TMZ, you'll see videos of people at the star just yelling and screaming and shoving matches happen, and you know, so we got to be careful. How about this? How about you put the hat in a bag, and then we'll go to the star, and then I'll do a survey, I'll do a quick look around. It was like he had the hat on for like 1 second, took a picture, put it back on, put it right back in the bag.
Well, that is the interesting thing too, is that people do assume that LA is just all people who just hate Trump and are marching around and like, you know.
Well, that's true. I've kind of thought that.
Are just getting abortions every Saturday. And like,
mandatory.
And it's just like, no. Like,
right.
We're all just normal people trying to survive.
Sure.
Most of us just have our head down.
That's right.
I mean, and that's why people think everybody in LA is an asshole. And it's like, no. I'm not going to, I have to have my head down. Yeah. And focus, because I don't like it here either.
You know what I found too is like the people who are assholes aren't really the people who are born and raised out here. I've only met like maybe 10 people.
Oh yeah,
who are born and raised in the LA area.
Yeah,
and or you know Riverside or something. Mm-hmm. But they're like nice.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But that's the ones who move here who think, well, you're supposed to be an asshole, so I better start acting like an asshole.
Yeah,
and then that just sort of permeates, I think. But yeah.
Yeah, it's a tough town. But what
so we did Katsuya, we did sushi.
Good.
In-N-Out. Went to a Dodgers game.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was great. Me, Tucker and Kyle.
Okay.
Went to a Dodgers game. They were playing Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
And it was Dollar Dodger Dog Night.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Which they've only done that twice in like 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course we go and get as many hot dogs as we can. And we just enjoyed the game. It was a good game, but we left early.
Yeah.
Like, because that's what LA fans do.
Mm-hmm.
You show up late and you leave early.
Mm-hmm.
Got him a hat.
Also like not your favorite team.
No, I don't
like,
care.
You're just going to Chavez Ravine to see the stadium.
That's exactly right.
And you want to beat the traffic.
That's right.
Exactly. Nobody wants to
be the first one out of there.
Dodgers. The unfortunate thing about Dodger Stadium is that even though it is a historical stadium, it was not built for the amount of people that ended up moving to LA, living in LA.
Right.
It's not conducive to getting people in, and it's very difficult to get people in and out of that stadium.
Yeah. It's old, I think. And also, you know what? This sucks. Like, if you were to walk into the stadium or whatever, and let's say you had your ticket was at behind first base, and you entered on third, you couldn't walk behind. Like, there's no connecting.
Yes.
Like, you can't walk
depends
behind.
On where you're seating.
Yeah, so it's like you have to walk
through.
All the way around.
Yes.
So that's kind of a pain in the ass. But I had a good time there. Then from there, we went to my buddy Murphy owns this restaurant called the One Up. It's like an arcade, 80s arcade game.
Neat.
So went there, hung out there, and then did karaoke at this other place called the Oaks Tavern. It's in Sherman Oaks. And, I mean, we just lived it up. We just did a lot of touristy stuff.
Yeah.
He had
a good time.
Yeah, he had a blast.
And, like, when's the last time you saw him?
I saw him every time I go home, I see him. Like, if I'm in Hickory, we're hanging out.
Okay.
So that's, like, every Thanksgiving, every sort of birthday, if I can make it, if I don't have a gig. Christmas, definitely.
Oh, wow.
So it's been that way forever.
Yeah.
But I just never brought it up out here. I don't know.
I'm surprised that it's not in your act. Like, he...
Well, it will be now, I think. Because he's giving me the go-ahead. Like, we had a good powwow. I was like, you know, I don't want you to think I didn't talk about you in my act because I didn't want people to know about you. I did it to protect you.
Yeah.
He goes, okay, that's good. And I said, well, if you want me to, I can.
Yeah.
He's like, let her rip.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they might be working on some new jokes.
That's awesome. About, you got to have some stories about
that thing,
him,
you know,
as a kid or growing up or
it
like
it was funny when I was walking
experience.
Down. Yeah, totally. He almost, okay, this, I mean, it's not funny, but this happened. When he was, I want to say 4, he got hit by a van. Almost died.
What kind of van? Like the candy van that was going to try to steal him, but they accidentally ran him over?
I wasn't there. It was in Myrtle Beach.
Van.
Yeah, so here's what happened. You know, some beach areas, they have like trailer parks that are kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's got their own little trailer, but it's like it doesn't go anywhere. So everyone's driving around on golf carts.
Yeah. One of those old retirement.
Yeah. Like. So he happened to be there on vacation with his mother and some other people. And all these kids had a golf cart to themselves. I'm talking like ages from 12 to 9 to 10. Uh-huh. And then here's this 4-year-old on the back, just standing on the back. And they go over a speed bump. He falls off. Van goes, whoopsie, hits him in the forehead. And he had a huge scar on his forehead. They had to, like, helicopter him, airlift him to a hospital.
Helicopter.
I was trying to say airlift and helicopter at the same time, and it came out helicopter. That sounds like a good movie. Helicopter. But, yeah, so, yeah, and then the good thing about that now is that, well, Mama, smart lady, decided to sue everybody, and he's got a nice little... Nice little settlement. Yeah. So
your mama or his mom?
His mother.
Oh, nice.
Decided to go like, well, we're going to go to court. Uh-huh. And then he's set.
Great.
He's like set.
Good.
For the rest of his life.
Well, he also knows how to weld, so he's pretty set.
He's a welder. Yeah.
He's pretty set.
Yeah.
Okay, so he got hit by a van. What kind of van?
I wasn't there. I was out here when it happened. I got
the
phone call.
Right, but you didn't ask any questions? Like, what kind of van?
Well, I didn't go, what kind of van? I go, like, what hospital's he in?
Oh, okay.
I wasn't detailing the van. red.
Yeah.
This is a red van. I don't know. It was like a...
Like the ice
I just know it was a van.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what I was told.
That's
but I don't know.
Funny.
It could have been ice cream. Yeah, good point. Maybe he was running towards ice cream.
Yeah, maybe it was his fault.
I was just thinking. Maybe
he catch the ice cream van and then it ran him over. And they're like, "Well, he came out of nowhere."
Yeah, he came at me. Self defense. I was standing my ground. But yeah, so that's interesting thing that happened.
So how was that when you found out that you were gonna have a son? What was that like?
Okay.
What was your life like?
So
when that?
Me and his mother, we were just sort of starting to go out. You know,
mm-hmm.
We weren't like a couple. I was living in Raleigh, North Carolina. She was living in Hickory.
Were you already doing stand up?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I came to Hickory to visit, met her, and then we started kind of going out.
Mm-hmm.
And then probably about 2 or 3 weeks in, she goes, "Oh, by the way."
Uh-oh.
I go, "Oh, boy. What's up?" You know, we need to talk. Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
And So that's when we found out. And I'm like, this is not good timing.
Yeah.
I'm already like, I had just got accepted to Just for Laughs.
Oh, God.
And I already had booked flights and I was moving. I was already here, basically. Right. And I go, oh, this is not good. So mm-hmm. for about a year and a half, it was not good between us.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a powwow. My brother and I talked and we went back and talked to her. And I was like, look, we got to make this right. So around the age of 2 on, mm-hmm. I was like 100% like, let's make this right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's been, I told him I'm kind of like a fun, happy uncle because he's got a stepdad.
I was going to ask
named,
that.
Who is also a ginger.
Oh, nice. Amazing.
And his name is Red.
She has a tie.
I guess so.
His name is Red?
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's what they call him.
Get out.
And he's a good dude.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I got lucky with this situation
mm-hmm.
Because his mother's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Red is cool. And they raised him good. And so, yeah, I'm like, I've had discussions with him as he's gotten older.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, okay, as you can see, I'm not here a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But I am your biological father.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've had these discussions as we go. And I kind of wanted to paint the picture of like just a happy, fun uncle who happens to be your father as well.
Right.
So that's kind of what it is. Like, I see him when I go home. He's we take vacations together sometimes,
mm-hmm.
but it's not the everyday thing because he's been in Hickory and I've been out here.
Right.
Yeah. So yes. We try to do the best that we can mm-hmm. with what it is. And I'm very lucky and fortunate that he's cool and not some weird, you know, like he could have been drugged out and just depressed, but he's cool.
And then, have you guys always been close in like do you like graduations and birthday, you know?
If I don't have a gig and something big, I'm going.
Even from when he was little?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if I can make it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I, a lot of times I couldn't. Like I missed out on a lot of football games. Mm-hmm. I missed out on some wrestling matches. Mm-hmm. I missed out on some graduations and birthdays.
Yeah.
Because I had to be working.
Right.
But if I can go home for something, and if I'm not working, I'd be there. Or I'm out here doing auditions.
Now, did you have to pay child support
yes,
and everything?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, from day one. And actually, I paid it before, like,
it
she was like,
legally.
Just, yeah. Like, I would just, cause I didn't have a lot of money when I moved out here. I mean, before the Dodge commercials, I didn't have anything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, pretty much went broke. But I would write checks. When I got a gig, I'd write another check to her to send in the mail. And then, Last Comic Standing, Dodge commercials.
Uh-huh.
I make the phone call. Let's get this legit. You know, I want to get it on paper. Let's call the court. Let's do it mm-hmm. correct.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been paying that way since right before winning Last Comic Standing. But before that, it was me paying as whatever I could when I could.
Oh, okay.
But it's always
that's honorable.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the least I could do.
Yeah.
You know. So. That's what it is, and I'm very excited to be moving back home and spending more time with him and my mom and dad and my brother who, you know. So the plan is to get a nice lake house.
Yeah, so have you even started looking at all that?
I have.
Yeah?
There's two that I want real bad.
Real bad?
But what I'm going to do is I'm going to go home, stay with mom and dad for a couple months. As long as we can stand it.
Right.
Either I'll get on their nerves or they'll get on my nerves.
Sure.
And then when that happens, I will be looking for a house. So, you know, I think the market might, interest rates are about to go up. And then everyone's saying 2020, it's going to take a dive. But who knows?
Oh, wow.
Who knows?
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I can wait that long.
Mm-hmm.
But
no.
The ideal situation would be to sit on that cash for a while and then mm-hmm. wait for someone's misfortune, like a foreclosure, and go, I'll take it
right
for way cheaper. But that's the plan. Stay with mom and dad for a while. And my brother has a house too to hit himself, so I'll crash there some. And I'm on the road all the time anyway,
right? Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the idea.
I know it doesn't matter, but it's like coming home. From the road is so important to have like your...
I found myself when I would go home,
mm-hmm.
like think, especially the last 5 years for whatever reason, maybe because I'm divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I go home, I was like, I don't want to leave. Like
with your parents.
Yeah. I want to stay. I'm like, crap, I got to go back out here, which is fine. I mm-hmm. love it out here. I've carved out a nice little niche out here, but mm-hmm. it's kind of bittersweet, but I'm happier when I'm in Hickory. I really am.
I can't even imagine what my parents and my sister must be thinking with them, with listening to this.
They're like, oh, yeah?
Sarah does not feel that way.
Well, I haven't always felt that way.
Well, yeah, like I feel that way. I mean, I always wish I could get home more. I wish I could hang out with my family more. Yeah. And, but when I don't know. I've just never been able to stay in one place for a long time.
How long have you been out here again?
17 years.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah. But I travel a lot outside of stand-up.
Do you?
Chris and I go on vacation. Right. We're going to go see UGA play their first game in September. And then the Red Sox are in Atlanta that weekend. And then we just booked tickets to Iceland for Christmas.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You're going to Iceland?
Yeah. We just bought them the other day. Like, they were like $900. And we were like, okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's do it.
That, oh, man.
Because I also have all these global upgrades that I have to use before the end of the year.
Okay.
So I could use my, I needed to, so we just bought regular seats and then I can cash in. So now we get first class.
Oh, hell.
Because of my vouchers.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
First class to Iceland, man.
Yeah.
You might be able to lay down in a pod on that one.
Yeah, well, we have a layover, so it's a pod from here to New York and then.
Okay.
So we have a bed here in New York and
that's
then.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's great. So, yeah, but you know what I mean? Like that, by that, I mean like, I've moved a lot since I've lived here.
Yeah.
And then, like, the last 10 years, I've kind of been in two places.
Yeah.
Which is, like, the most that I've been, like, sitting still.
Uh-huh.
And now, you know, we just moved to El Segundo. And so, it's a whole, you know.
Oh, I
it's
know.
A whole new adventure. So, for me, it's just, like, I just, like, I definitely don't want to live in Los Angeles forever.
Okay.
And I don't know. But.
Yeah.
I think the only thing, honestly, like, really keeping me here in the next 5 years will be him.
Uh-huh.
If it depends on where he works. Like if he were to get a job somewhere else, I'd be like, sweet.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Do you get back for like Christmas and Thanksgiving with the family as much as you
can?
Well,
I used to.
But now because you got to have him. So it's good. You got to divide that time up.
Yeah. So I used to always go back to Georgia for one. Okay. I used to go out for both. Then it got down to one. Then it was like, I ended up starting traveling at Christmas because it was the one time that everybody had off.
Yes.
Like, I have off that time.
Right.
The industry has time. Yeah. I'm not working.
This place is a ghost town.
The ghost town. It was like the one time when I could get away easily.
Right.
And it's cheaper to travel at that time.
Yeah.
And so then he, like last year we went to Austria, remember?
That's right.
Yeah.
So,
Austria and Germany for Christmas.
That was
so this
beautiful.
Year we're going to
Greenland.
Iceland. Yeah.
Well, Iceland is Greenland. Isn't that what
they're
they say?
They're swapped.
Yeah. Like Iceland is actually green and Greenland is actually icy. Yeah.
But not in the winter. Like this will be December. So it'll be very.
What makes you choose
cold.
That place?
Just always wanted to go.
Me too.
Yeah.
I heard that they party. Like, I want to go party
that's
with
not what
those
I heard.
People.
I'm thinking more of like Northern Lights and like.
No, I heard they drink.
Hiking a glacier. Yes. I'm sure they drink. But they also have Christmas markets there, which are. And Christmas there. I like going places where Christmas is a big deal.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm going to go spend a holiday somewhere, I want that holiday to be somewhat important. Like, well, I went to Istanbul for Thanksgiving because I wanted to have Turkey Day in Turkey. And they don't,
that's right.
They don't
that's
celebrate
right.
Thanksgiving. But
yeah.
For me, it was just like funnier to spend it like that. But
that's funny. Yeah, I was actually, I was in London, England on the 4th of July.
I was in Paris on the 4th of July.
Right.
And they still had a celebration.
Did they?
But then they had Bastille Day like 10 days later.
Oh.
And that was even bigger.
Yeah, that's their 4th of July.
That's their 4th of July. Yeah.
Awesome.
What do they do in London for the 4th?
Huh?
What did they do? Did they do
nothing?
Nothing.
Not at all.
Yeah.
No, but I had.
That's true. We escaped them.
Yeah,
so
we kind of. Won that one.
Yeah.
But I was walking around Stonehenge.
Hinge.
With my jorts. And I had 4th of July. I had red, white, and blue socks that I pulled all the way up to my knee. And I was just walking around like,
yeah. Yeah, America.
We won that one. People, I could hear him like making fun of it. But I put him back down. I just did it for a picture.
Yeah.
I wouldn't try to be a douche.
Yeah.
I would be an ugly American
over
there.
Well, red, white, and blue is the color of their flag, too.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. So same as France.
Look at that. It's very popular colors.
It's very popular.
Sarah, what can we plug?
Well, this weekend I'm going to be in San Antonio at LOL.
Nice.
So if anybody's listening to that, yeah. Chris actually coming with me because he has the rest of this week off.
Very good.
He's coming with me for a couple days there. Next week I'll be at Laugh Boston on Wednesday with Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, that's right.
One show, one night only. So Boston people. And that's about it.
Awesome.
For this month.
You can go to saratiana.com for all that
Sarah
stuff.
Saratiana. What about you, Reap?
I got johnreap.com. I got Naples, Florida coming up.
Ooh.
I'm leaving tomorrow for that. As you're listening to this, I'm in Naples right now. there's a club there called Off the Hook Comedy Club.
Neat.
And it's a restaurant. The food is amazing. Naples has got money. That town is like, I don't know why they have me there.
Yeah.
It doesn't fit, but I do well for whatever. I think I'm a novelty.
Yeah, sure.
Because it's a lot of people from up north that have, you know, retired down there. But so I'll be there. Good times. And then I will be somewhere in America with my dad at a U-Haul. If you see us, actually, I'll be in a Penske truck. That's cheaper. So wave to us.
Penske.
And that's it, folks. Thank you so much for listening to
The Fried Pod. Happy Friday. And the radio up, I'd like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And no mother's love.